This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. So Tracy was doing one of the macroeconomic slices of the Sino-American trade war, the Chinese currency and what it's worth. Another slice, much more micro, can be felt on the ground over there, where a lot of Chinese exporters have been saying they're pretty optimistic the whole thing's going to be resolved. Pretty soon, the trade war is going to blow over. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack got a sense of where that optimism is coming from by looking at the nuts and bolts, literally.
More than 700 companies from China's nut and bolt industry have filled an exhibition hall in Shanghai with booths displaying their products. Some are the size of a thumbnail, others can be bigger than a book, and they're worth about $5 billion a year in exports to these manufacturers. Even with the latest round of U.S. tariffs in place, business has been good, says Carrie Mo of the Toming Group.
Our U.S. clients think the current 10% tariff is acceptable. They've just told us to speed up our product delivery.
They're in a hurry because come January, the tariff is set to be raised 25%. And after that?
Well, we have other factories in Taiwan and Malaysia that can pick up the U.S. orders and export to America without incurring tariffs.
Manufacturers in China must be adaptable, says Wu Zheng with the Changshu City Standard Parts Factory. He's been in the nut and bolt industry for 3 decades, and he says the U.S. tariff isn't the first challenge his industry has faced.
After the financial crisis in 2008, the market wasn't very good.
Wu Zheng says some manufacturers tried to stay afloat by slashing prices on their products, so much that the European Union accused Chinese producers of dumping or lowering prices to gain an unfair advantage. In response, the EU imposed duties on steel and iron, screws, nuts, and bolts from China.
The tariff on our company was about 60%. Others faced an 80% duty.
That nearly killed Chinese nut and bolt exports to Europe. Some companies recovered by redirecting their products back to the Chinese market. Others turned to the U.S. Zhang Yuhua is a sales manager with Jinan Star Fastener.
The U.S. market has now overtaken what we previously sold to the EU.
And the company's sales to American businesses have been expanding at 10% a year. She thought prospects were good, until the Trump administration announced in September which products would be hit with tariffs.
When we found out that our products were included in the final tariff list, we were stunned.
Zhang Yuhua thinks sales to the U.S. could fall by at least half next year. Her backup plan?
The only solution is to find a new market.
That includes trying Europe again. The EU dropped anti-dumping duties on Chinese nuts and bolts in 2016. Still, many people at this trade fair, including industry veteran Wu Zheng, believe trade tensions with the U.S. are only temporary.
There is no permanent war, only permanent interests. The trade tariff will be removed once the interests of the U.S. and China reach an equilibrium point.
He hopes that equilibrium point may be reached after the midterm elections. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.